Hello and welcome to Untold, the story of Jamaican community in Calgary, Canada, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University as a part of the Community Podcast Initiative. This series explores the stories of Jamaicans across Alberta to learn more about their culture and heritage.
We'll talk to people about what it was like to leave Jamaica and come to Canada, how they've adjusted to life here in Calgary, and the successes and challenges they've experienced. We will also explore how these individuals have shared their culture and experiences with Canadians through food, poetry, spirituality, career, and education.
Many of these narratives have been overlooked and left untold. I'm Gabriella Lindland.
And I'm Alexandra Vasquez. And in today's episode, we'll hear Ms. Val and Mr. Tony's story of immigrating to Canada and the contributions they've made to the community over the years.
Ms. Val and Mr. Tony's connection became clear when they met in Jamaica. They started as friends, but soon decided to become a couple.
The first time I saw him, it was a funeral.
Yeah, we went
to a funeral. And my stepfather and niece and I were together, and I said to her, "That guy looks good. I wonder if I'll see him again."
we met, and I used to work nearby at a hotel when I left college, and it was nearby in the Ouachouris area. Mm-hmm. So we met again, and we got together from that point.
My stepfather and niece, we just talk and we're laughing. Well, he didn't know we were talking about him.
So, that's how we met. Yeah. And we were friends in Jamaica. And then she left and she spent a year here. And then I came after.
Miss Valerie moved from Jamaica to Montreal in 1968.
I was comfortable back in Jamaica. I never had any problems.
I was comfortable there.
Yeah, and I had a good job and everything, so it wasn't because of that. We just needed a change, and that's what happened. But staying in Jamaica, I don't think it would have made much difference with our lives or anything like that. It wasn't that difficult. When she came, and I just came on holidays. I didn't come to stay when I came. And then we decided and say, okay, we'll get married, and we got married, and then I decided to stay, and we stayed, and that's how it happened. We have no close family there anymore,
They don't move or they don't die.
They died or something, because it's so long
ago.
My
grandmother was sick when I left her,
So we keep in touch with people there, but we haven't been back to Jamaica in a long time now, but during the years when our parents were there, we went back every year. We used to go back every year. And we still have ties there, like, property and so forth. So we still have ties there, so. But we haven't been back because we know the island already, so we try to go somewhere else. I just applied for my Canadian residence, and because she had it already. So I applied for mine and I got it okay. We didn't have any problems because Jamaica and Canada are Commonwealth countries and they collaborated together. So it wasn't any difficulty coming here or anything like that. We didn't have any.
In those days, it was easy to come to Canada.
Yeah, well, all the Commonwealth countries worked together in those days.
Jamaica's status as a Commonwealth country after gaining independence on August 6, 1962, facilitated smoother immigration processes between Jamaica and Canada. This historical connection made it easier for the Singhs to establish themselves in Canada. However, their experience in Montreal brought new challenges. While in Montreal, they gained a sense of cultural differences.
But when we came, it was bilingual. English. Montreal was predominantly English speaking, but after the 70s when René Lévesque took over and the Parti Québécois took over, then they made the working language, which we didn't have French.
So it was hard for us.
Yeah, so it was hard. So that's why we came to Calgary, because Calgary was English speaking and we are from an English speaking country. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
For those who don't know, this was a profound change. This legislation made French the official language of Quebec, mandating its use in government, business, and education. French became the dominant language in public life, and measures were put in place to ensure its preservation and growth.
I don't know that we had it different from Canada, because we knew about Canada and Canada knew about us, you know, because differences in the Commonwealth. So it wasn't something that we didn't know what to expect in Canada. Sure, the lifestyle was different from us, you know, but it wasn't that hard, the transition. The only thing is that the job experiences that we had in Jamaica, especially myself, and coming to Canada, they expected you to have a, say, Canadian experience, but you got the job and they found out that you could do the job, then it was okay, you know. It's just that initial period of getting the job and getting the experience that you need in this country, that's what they wanted. And frankly, it wasn't that hard.
Jamaican immigrants might find the accent and some idiomatic expressions in the English language different from what they're used to. For Val and Tony, language was not a hurdle. Their main challenge was their first winter in Canada. The cold temperatures, snow, and shorter daylight hours can be difficult to adjust to.
Winters in Quebec at that time was really, really brutal. That's the only thing that we never...
The winter was very hard.
Never expected, you know. We've never experienced any snow.
But the only thing in the winter, they used to clean up the street very fast because it was a lot of snow.
Yeah, there's a ton of snow here. Yeah.
But yeah. Apart from that,
we were happy.
We coped with it and it was fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like anything else, you know, you have to learn to deal with it. I guess it's just like if somebody came to Jamaica and would expect, you know, the heat that is there, they wouldn't expect that it would be so hot.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. We didn't expect that the cold, and we learned, and just like anything else.
Embracing the new culture was essential for the Singhs, and they encouraged others to do the same to the best of their ability.
We joined other organizations. We got involved in the community, like
the church
or anything. So we got involved and we got to know people and different. And you get to know people from different walks of life, you know, and you learn from those experiences.
Val and Tony have been living in Calgary since 1981, facing and overcoming challenges of adapting to a new culture while making significant contributions to their community. They've given back to their community in various ways, including joining the Jamaican Canadian Association of Alberta and helping newcomers adjust to life in Canada.
There are places in Jamaica like hospitals or schools that we tried to help, you know, in getting funds for them. So we never gave up any of our heritage or anything like that. We maintained it because we had our parents still there at that time. We went back and forth, so we never lost touch with the island or anything. We do it in whatever means that we can. Like we talk to people, we encourage them, we try and help like organizations in Jamaica, like I know the Children
Hospital.
When they had disasters like hurricanes and all that, they lost things, then we tried to help them in sending back whatever they needed, like equipment or anything like that.
In addition to their efforts back home, the Singhs also played a crucial role in supporting newcomers in Canada, offering guidance and resources to ease their transition.
We recognize where we're from and we try to give back to our community with people who are coming here. Like I joined the Jamaican Association and I was part of the executive that we, newcomers, we tried to help the newcomers that came, gave them the insight on what to expect, like in the weather, in whatever it is, you know. So that part of it, we enhanced and we gave back as much as we possibly could give back.
The Singh's dedication to helping others highlights the resiliency of their journey and their ongoing belief in the power of hope in the community.
Come with an open mind and, you know, embrace whatever culture that is here and try and work with it.
That's Tony and Valerie Singh, members of the Jamaican community in Calgary.
Thanks for listening to Untold, the story of Jamaican community in Canada, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University in Calgary as a part of the Community Podcast Initiative. I'm Gabriella Lindland.
And I'm Alexandra Vasquez. This series was produced on the lands of the Niitsitapi Blackfoot, Yethka Nakoda, Sutina, and Métis people. We recognize the stewards of these lands and the knowledge they bring to our understanding of authentic storytelling.
Special thanks to Dr. Marva Ferguson and the Jamaican Community Association of Alberta, who have been so supportive in helping us put this series together.
Be sure to subscribe to the show to hear the latest episodes and to discover new podcasts from the Community Podcast Initiative on our website, thepodcaststudio.ca.